All right, Brother Barr is going to come at this time. He, did you need something, John? No money, thanks. So we appreciate him. We do the Fantastic Saturday. They used to do it in La Puente, and then they needed a place to do it, and I was more than glad to do it. I want us to really, the deaf are mission field, I'm sure he'll tell you that, but we really want to make a dent and reach as many of them as we can. And so we appreciate it, and we appreciate him. He's going to come preach to us tonight. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Aren't you glad you can hear? We want to thank you so very much for, first of all, for your support of our ministry. You're one of our supporting churches. We're partners together in ministry. And so many of the things we talk to you tonight about, I'm going to tell you some stories in the preaching time to make an emphasis, to make a point. But I want you to know that these things that we talk about tonight are part of your ministry as well. And so thank you for this weekend. We had a fantastic Saturday yesterday. It was great. It was really, really a good, good day. It was a fantastic Saturday. I want to show you some slides from the day, if they're ready with that, and I'll tell you a little bit about the day. And we had, it's a ministry a day for deaf people and deaf ministry workers all over the Southern California area. And so we want to encourage these ministries and these workers. You know, bus workers have a bus meeting they can go to, and pastors go to pastors' conferences, and there are all kinds of conferences, but where do deaf people go, and where do deaf ministries go? Well, we take it to them and to this area, and we do these all over the country, and so this is part of our ministry. It's not the only ministry we do, but it's part of our ministry as we reach out. Next slide will show you a little bit about the theme that we had in the day. Think we'll have that? Yeah, see the word. And we were talking all day yesterday about deaf people being able to see God's word. You hear God's word, but deaf people see God's word. And our ministry is really dedicated to this, to be able to take the gospel and to take the teaching of God's word to deaf people in their eyes. And it takes more time to paint a picture than it does to say a story. And so you have to take more time with all of these things. But it's a way that they can understand. It's their natural language, the sign language. And so that was our theme yesterday. Then you'll see next, I think we have the picture of the people that were here yesterday. It's a great day, and we really enjoyed the day. A lot of fun. We had some games. We had some special songs, and a lot of just interesting things throughout the course of the day. We even had one time where they were imitating animals. And if you've never seen deaf people imitate animals, you should have been here for Fantastic Saturday yesterday. It would be a great thing. Next thing is the report from the day and the number of people that we had. We had 60 people here. And you say, well, that's not very many. That's a lot of deaf ministry workers. A lot of the deaf people from these ministries did not come. We had workers. We had deaf people. But the purpose is to be able to encourage them. So each church sent some people there. And we had 24 deaf people all together. There were 4 salvation decisions, and that was exciting. And 3 adults and 1 child, and so it was really, really cool. There was a guy sitting back over here in this corner, and a sharp, sharp deaf man came forward for salvation. And I want to show you another picture here. Just a moment. We had 9 churches all together. This next picture here, I think it'll be encouraging to you. This is Dawn's mother seated here. Dawn, our interpreter, wherever she's sitting right now, back here she's been in the back row back there now. But she very rarely gets to sit in the back. But her mom came forward and get saved. She said, really, really? Yes. And she came forward, and we asked her later. I asked her, I said, so tell me what you did today. She said, I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. And it was just like, it was just really awesome. This is the way you applaud in sign language. And it was just a real thrill to see that. It was a great, great blessing. Pray for us. The next slide will show you a little bit about our ministry. We have 34 team members right now. And there's another people, some others that are joining this summer, Lord willing, to go into other areas of ministry, deaf ministry. And so we're a growing ministry. Our goal is to reach deaf people in all the countries we can and all across the United States as best we can. And you're a part of that. And so thank you for helping us into that area. It's a great blessing. I think that's all the slides of the ministry here. So pray for us. And by the way, if God's touching your heart for deaf ministry, which we really hope He does, then see us about ministry. We need more missionaries to the deaf. And we need more deaf ministry workers right here. This is where you start. You don't just jump off into missions. You start in your local church. You start active in your local church. And you serve the Lord here, and then the Lord leads you. And we pray that the Lord will do that with you. So we want to thank you. Now, Diane is interpreting down here in front. In just a moment, we're going to get into the message tonight. But before we do, and then I'll do voice and sign language at the same time there. Before we do, I do want to mention our table back out here. Some things that you can pick up. We have a couple of tracks that will be of help to you. One is What God Wants Deaf People to Know. You can put one of those in your purse or in your wallet, and this will give you an opportunity to witness to deaf people. And then, What Must I Know to Be Saved? We know the scripture says, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But what do you have to know to be saved? Because there's so many people today that don't know enough to get saved until you have to explain it to them. You have to explain to them a lot of things, and so that can be a blessing to you. Then we have a little track here we've made for churches. What to do after you're saved. It's a great follow-up track, and we'll be glad to leave these with you, pick them up, and we'll be glad to send any of those to you free of charge from our ministry. Then you can pick up this little card right here, Deaf Good News. And I would encourage every one of you who is all burdened for this to pick up these cards, stick it in your wallet, and when you see a deaf person, in fact, you can just write the name of your church on here, but when you see a deaf person, you can give this to them, and they can, without reading, because reading is not their first language. English is not their first language. It's sign language. Well, you can't print sign language. And so we made videos on here sharing the gospel. And it's a great, great resource. And then on the back, of course, you can learn a few signs as well. And we want to encourage you to do that. And then we got away without our prayer cards this time. I've got a few in my pocket. If you'd like one, please ask me. But pick up our newspaper, a Silent Word newspaper, and pray for us. You'll see the type of things that are going on in the deaf world and some of the things that we're doing. We are your missionaries. We're part of you. Whether you like it or not, we're part of you. You may say, they're crazy people. But we tell you what, we're grateful that we can represent you into the deaf world. Let's pray. Diane, I'll sign. It is okay. Our Father, we're grateful for the time we have together here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of yesterday. Thank you for the blessings of today and the preaching of your word and the interpreting and the deaf people that have come to see and to understand your word. We thank you for the deaf ministry workers here and for the people that labor and give their time and serve you to help deaf people understand the Bible. We thank you that there is a place here in this city where deaf people can come and understand the gospel. And we thank you for people here who will take some of these cards or tracts and give them out as they see deaf people so that deaf people can be saved. Lord, we pray that you'll bless the preaching of your word tonight. Help me to be clear with signs, clear with my voice. We pray that you will bless this church with growth. We pray most of all that more and more and more people in this area will become saved. And we pray for deaf people who are lost, who are unsaved, that need to be saved. We pray that you will send forth laborers to reach these people with the gospel so that they can be saved. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, it's going to be a little bit different preaching. I'm going to share with you basically just one verse tonight. And this one verse is going to help you to understand deaf people. But we're going to keep coming back to it. I'm going to tell you the verse. We're going to tell you a story. We're going to come back to the verse. I'm going to tell you another story. We're going to come back to the verse. I'm going to tell you another story. You may think that's a strange way to preach. Deaf people live with stories. They tell stories a lot. When the hearing people are gone from church, the deaf will stay here and talk and talk, and they're nodding their head yes. They'll talk and they'll talk and they'll talk. They say, please, the pastor says, would you just please lock up when you leave? That'll be fine. And tonight I want to share with you this one verse. In Romans chapter 10, if you'll look in your Bibles, Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. I want to share with you the heart the heart of the deaf ministry tonight. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 says this: how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard or heard with their eyes? And how shall they hear? Not with your ears. Okay, watch, look up this way. Look up. Hearing people listen this way. Hearing people do this. We hear 360 degrees all the way around. We hear all of these things. But deaf people hear with their eyes. How shall they hear without a preacher? Many years ago in Florida, my church started a deaf ministry. There was a man in the church. His last name was Carlson, my pastor's father, and he was an older man. Of course, I was a young teenager. Anybody that's over 30 is an older man. But my pastor was around 35, and so he was my pastor's dad. And he got a burden for deaf people, and he went to a community college to learn sign language. And they had a book, and he was studying. He would learn and study, and then he would come back to church, and he would teach sign language at the church. And we would watch and watch, and we would learn the signs. Boy, that's a sign for, y'all can do this. Boy, okay, yeah, and girl, okay, and man, and woman. Hey, some of y'all have already quit, okay? And we were learning, and he would teach these signs. And we noticed, we would see the book, and we would look at his signs, and it's like, he doesn't sign very well. He never became an interpreter. He never really was clear with signs. Sometimes he would be signing to the deaf, and a deaf person would go, John Bark, what'd he say? He wasn't really clear. But he had a heart. He had a burden for people. He wanted deaf people to be saved at that church. And we call him Pastor Carlson Sr. And he was so burdened, and he helped us. And really, they called a man from the Bill Rice Ranch to come and teach sign language at our church. And we learned sign language. We had 1 week of classes. 1 week. We learned 600 signs. That's all, 600 signs. And then the man left. He said, you're an interpreter. Like, we didn't know. We just started interpreting. Like, do you think your interpreter is bad? We were bad. Oh, I'm just teasing. Deaf people are so blunt. I'm not saying your interpreters here are bad. John's up here winking at me. But really, we didn't know what we didn't know. But from that ministry, God called a deaf man to become a missionary to another country. He married a deaf lady, or a hearing lady. They went to another country and were missionaries for several years and came back and pastored, and they're back into missions again. Deaf. From that ministry. From the heart of that one man who couldn't sign himself. From that ministry, God called another man who became a pastor to the deaf, and he ended up marrying this guy's sister, who was also deaf, and so husband and wife, deaf and pastor. That guy, as he was on deputation as a missionary, he became a doctorate. He studied and learned and became, and both he and his wife, both are Dr. Kelly. Wow. And established a church for the deaf in the Atlanta area. From that ministry, God called me. And God used other deaf people who are still in ministry today from one man who did not know sign language well. He had a heart for the ministry. Somebody needs to have a heart for deaf people, have a burden for deaf people so that deaf people can be saved. You remember the story where Jesus was talking with the woman with the alabaster box. And she anointed Jesus. And Jesus said about that woman, he said, she hath done what she could. I wonder, could you do more for God? Could you do something to help this deaf ministry here? I wonder who will be that person that has the heart for the deaf. I'm talking to people here in this room. Somebody has to be a burden. I want you to notice, I'm going to embarrass you just a second. Stand up, Brother John. Hey, turn around. Look at that man. Okay? Okay? Don't applaud. I'm fixing to insult him. Okay? Think you can have a seat now, brother. Okay? He's old. Amen. Who's going to be the next generation? Amen. Who's going to be the next person to take up the ministry to the deaf in this area? You know what's sad about deaf ministries is when the interpreter gets old and can't interpret, or when somebody is interpreting leaves or gets transferred to another place or gets sick and can't interpret, what happens to the deaf? They leave. We need somebody to be behind on this. Somebody to be supportive of this. We were in Pennsylvania, and I was visiting a couple of deaf people. They were Lutheran. They'd been in church for 22 years. And I began to explain the gospel. It was funny. I went into their house, into their heaven. I'm trying to preach in two languages at the same time, all right? So I signed heaven. I went into their house. And it was interesting. They had his and hers TVs. It was really strange. You know, they're deaf. You know, so the man, he watches his sports, and the woman, she would watch her whatever drama, and they'd be right next to each other, you know, and then there was no sound. It wasn't a problem. And I began to explain the gospel to this deaf couple. And as I began to explain it, I saw them just like be very interested. You know what happened? They told me when they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they told me, they said, no person in the past has told me that. Now, I'm not saying John Barr. I'm saying there was a need there. They'd been going to church and they missed it. Now, I understand the differences in churches. I understand that, okay? And I'm not criticizing another church. I'm just saying this, that those deaf people were trying to understand the Bible and nobody had told them. That happens all over this area. There are deaf people that live near here. We found out yesterday there was a garage sale or a yard sale. The sign was posted right over there. Found out there's a deaf family that lives like right here. We're going to be looking for them. Yeah. Now, how do you find a deaf family? I don't know. You know, maybe you say fire, and the person that doesn't come out, okay, they're deaf. I don't know, but anyway. So, but the deaf need to see the gospel, and really, it takes a one-on-one thing to explain the gospel to a deaf person. We were in Georgia at a fantastic Saturday, and the same as yesterday, the gospel was preached. A deaf man preached the gospel. Alan Snare preached the gospel, and nobody came forward, and we were all a little bit disappointed. And I said before lunchtime, I said, if God has touched your heart and you're curious and you want to know more, maybe you're embarrassed, you didn't want to come in front of other people, please ask me. This deaf man came. He had been in a Baptist church all his life. And this deaf man, he came up and said, you said that man he preached, he said that you can know for sure you're going to heaven. How? And I began to explain. I said, you've been in church. Do you understand you're a sinner? I said, well, yeah, I've sinned. I said, do you understand your sin is going to hell? Yeah, I know my sin's going to hell. Do you understand that Jesus Christ died and became your Savior? He died for you in your place? He said, yeah. I said, you just need to be saved. He said, how? He knew it all, but he had never asked Jesus Christ to save him. He prayed, It was the most joyful thing. Hearing people pray, you know, and you can't see what's happening inside. Deaf people pray, and you can see their faces. And we got to the end and said, "In Jesus' name, amen." That's what he looked like. Wow. He said, "Save, finished." Wow, how wonderful. You know what? Yesterday we were talking about and one of the verses all day was Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, "So they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading." We need somebody to cause people, to help people understand the Bible. Who will help the deaf? Oh yeah, it's hard to learn sign language. You know that, isn't it? You have a deaf husband, okay? You have a hearing wife, and you're still learning, okay? Sometimes it's hard to understand deaf people. That's a sign for patience, but it's nice and slow. But you know what? Somebody here could learn, could help, and could encourage. We were in South Carolina, and this is a sad story. In South Carolina, and there was a deaf man there. He'd come to church, or he'd come to a meeting of some sort, and he did not get saved. And in the back of the church over there, I was talking with him, and I said, "You need to get saved. You know Jesus. You need to get saved." He said, "No, can't get saved." I said, "Why?" He said, "I watch TV." I said, "That's okay. That's fine. Fine. You need to get saved." He said, no, "I can't get saved. I watch TV." I was thinking, okay, what's going on with that? You know, so I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, if I got saved, I would have to go to church, but I can't go to church. I watch TV. All day long, I watch TV. That's what I do." I explained to him, I said, no. "If you get saved, you will want to go to church." He said, no, "I can't because I watch TV." He's like, and that man refused Jesus Christ because of TV. In Acts chapter 17, we find this, that when people heard of the resurrection, some mocked and others said, "We will hear thee again." But you jump down a little bit and it says there that others received. They understood. There are going to be some people that don't accept. You deaf people, as you witness to other people, some deaf are going to go, they're going to resist. They're going to say no. Some deaf people are going to laugh at you. You know that. It's fine, because some will hear and some will receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. We were in Santa Maria, California, and a deaf couple, their name was Johnson. They became saved. And I went over to their house and I witnessed to them, and they both of them trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. "How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher?" And what happened was they got saved. Well, on Saturday, I went back over to their house because I want to make sure that they were going to come to church. So I was over at their house, and the couple was sitting over here. There was another couple in their house, deaf also, that was over here. I went in and said, "Oh, you got some friends. Yeah, our friends." And we were talking. And then I said, "Are they saved? They know Jesus Christ saved and cross in the heart?" They said, we were trying to explain it, but I don't know how to explain. You tell them." It's like, okay, wait. Okay. So I told them, and that couple, both of them got saved. Boy, they were excited to tell the gospel. How shall people hear without a preacher? How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? In Michigan, we were in Michigan, and it was cold. It was like November, I think, and it was starting to get cold. kind of like recently here, but worse, okay? And I was from Florida at that time, so I got cold fast. And so I was visiting deaf, and we went over to this house, and they had a glass door. And they had, you know, a door, but then they had the glass outside door anyway. So I pushed the button, and there was a light that flashed on the inside. They came to the door. They opened the wooden door, but the glass door they left there. You know, sign language, you can talk through glass. There's a lot of advantages to sign language. You know, you can over here sitting, and you can talk to somebody else over there in the church. I shouldn't have said that. Somebody's going to learn sign language for that reason. Come on and get involved in deaf ministry. All right. So, but the glass was there, and I said, I was talking to them, and they said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Florida." And they said, "Florida, come on in. You cold?" I said, "Yeah, I'm cold." And they said, "Come on in." So I went inside their house, and I began to witness to them. That couple was age 86. They had graduated from Gallaudet University. Very intelligent deaf couple. And I began to witness to them. First, where I started telling them about Jesus Christ, first signs, they said, "We're not coming to your church." I said, fine. "I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ." They said, "Okay, fine, come." And so I witnessed some more. And several times through our conversation, that couple said, "We're not going to your church." I said, fine, okay. "You don't have to come to my church. I want to explain to you about heaven." "Well, okay. They're 86. And so it got to the end, and I had explained the gospel, gone through everything, and I began to explain. I said, "Now, you need to accept Jesus Christ, your Savior. Do you want that?" And he said, "We're not going to your church." I said, "Okay, fine. Don't go to church mine, but go to heaven. Do you want that?" "Yeah." I said, "Okay, fine." And they prayed with me and trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. I don't remember afterwards. They might have said, "I'm not going to your church." I don't remember that. But it was interesting. Church is not the point. Heaven is, Jesus Christ is the point. Heaven is not even really the point. Jesus Christ, having in Jesus Christ, being in Christ, having Him in you, it will change your life. You'll want to go to church. You'll want to serve the Lord if you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. The point is, how then shall they call on Him if they had not heard? How shall they believe in Him whom they had not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And so it was wonderful to see them get saved. Deaf people are funny. It's in Florida, in Ocala, Florida, right about there. Deaf couple, I went over to their house and began to witness. Their last name was Wheeler. And I began to witness to this deaf couple. Well, the wife stood up and she left. She was not interested. But the husband, he kept watching. And I began to witness, and he finally trusted Jesus Christ and got saved. He knew his wife needed that, but his wife, and she went the other way. And so we invited them to come to a fellowship there at the church, and both of them came. Now, deaf people stand around like this. In the deaf Sunday school class, we sit around like this. Isn't that right? You sit around like that. So why? Because deaf can see the other people, what they're saying. You know, hearing people can talk from back, like, "Oh, okay," and you can hear it. Deaf people can't do that. So we sit around where you can see. Well, all the deaf were standing around, and the husband said, "Tell her again." The husband was over here. The wife was over here. I go, "Oh, okay. I tell you again." It's like, yeah, go ahead. Tell you. So I began to explain to the wife about salvation. You know, the hearing way. We go into a private room. We go back over here. Nobody can see. You know, it's private. Deaf not. Yeah. And so we were standing around. So I began to explain to her about salvation and said, "Do you want to accept Jesus Christ and be saved?" And she said, "Yeah." She prayed and trusted Jesus Christ right there in front of all these people, all these witnesses. She got saved. The husband, now again, I was a young man, and they were probably an older couple. I don't know what that means, older couple now. But anyway, he came across there. He grabbed her, bear hug, picked her up. Whoa! You know, and everybody's like this. He was so excited. And the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Sometimes just somebody has to say it to a deaf person. Maybe you say, well, I don't know sign language. Let me ask you a question. How many of you don't know sign language? Raise your hand. Come on. How many of you don't know sign language? Raise your hand. Really nice and tall. Okay, yeah, all right. Y'all have a lot of work to do with them. Okay? This is one church. It's not two churches. Right? Okay? And we are together in ministry. Now, not every person can learn sign language, but some can. And some people need to be able to learn sign language to help the deaf to be saved. Because sometimes if you present the gospel to a deaf person, they'll just go, I didn't know that. I want that. And they receive Jesus Christ and be saved. Right here in California, we were in a city named Temecula. Y'all know where that is? Temecula, the wine country. That's a sign for wine. That's a sign for Temecula. Just the way it works. Okay? We were in Temecula, California. And there, the pastor's wife learned sign language. And one day the pastor was preaching and preaching and preaching. He was preaching about showing fruit or fruit or fruit in your life. If you're saved, you're gonna show some fruit. Well, really, that's true, by the way. If you're saved, you're going to do something for God. You're going to want to serve Him. You're not going to just be, I mean, I know you're shy, but you're going to want to do something for Him. So the pastor was preaching about, if you're saved, you will have fruit. That's a sign for fruit in your life. Pastor's wife was interpreting. She was a brand new interpreter. Pastor said, you must have fruit. She said, you need to have, the deaf know that means marijuana. I was like, So when the sermon was finished and I told the pastor's wife what she said, I told the pastor what she said, like the pastor's wife was like, she wanted to hide. You know, the fact is, don't be afraid to make mistakes. When you present the gospel, you may present it, say something wrong. Maybe you don't know the verse. Maybe you, in sign language, you might sign something really crazy in sign language. The deaf are patient, and they go like, hearing person, that's okay. And really, deaf people need somebody to go to them. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12, it says this, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I follow after. We continue. We improve. Some people, hearing people, hearing church, some people are afraid to make mistakes. I mean mistakes. This is the wrong sign. This is the sign for mistakes. That's the wrong sign for mistakes. And some people are like, I couldn't. Look, nobody's asking you to interpret. Right now. But how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without, okay, a preacher, without somebody to tell them about Jesus Christ? In another city in California here, we met a man named Jim. He was an ex-Mormon. The Mormon church kicked him out because he had done some research and found some plagiarism. And He wouldn't shut up. He was a really stubborn, strong-willed man. He wouldn't shut up. Well, his elder said, you gotta be quiet. He said, no, I found this. It's like, he showed me the letter of excommunication from his church. He showed me the letter. I saw the letter with these two eyes. He said, all religion, finish, finish, finish. Now, new age, out of body, all these crazy things. Witnessing to him was really tough. I believe it was about 3 hours I witnessed to him. He refused Jesus Christ. Time went along. Eventually, he came to church. And we were having separate services that day. We had a really packed house, and the pastor had said, the deaf can go off separately so we can have more room for hearing people here, and you can preach to the deaf clearly. So I was preaching to the deaf, and Jim and his wife came. His wife was curious about Baptist church people. Okay, fine. And so they came. Well, I preached, and as clear as I could, I presented the gospel. At the very end, gave the invitation, and Jim and his wife, neither one of them came forward to get saved. Afterwards, Jim, he came up to me and said, did you see me? I said, yeah, I saw you. He said, you see my hands? I said, no, what? He said, I sat on my hands. I said, why did you sit on your hands? He said, I respect you. I don't want to bother you. I was quiet the whole time. He heard the gospel. And then he said something very interesting to me. Jim said, I'm not saved. I don't believe Jesus Christ. But if I would get saved, I want to be a Christian like you guys. Example. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, the scripture admonishes us to be an example of the believers, to live right, to follow God. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? I'll tell you one last story. Hope you're understanding my heart in this. Somebody has to reach out to the people that no other person cares about. You know that? And the deaf in, I can call this whole area Los Angeles, the deaf in this whole area in Southern California, who's trying to reach them? False religions. Big false religions. People that are trying to baptize people for salvation. There's a need for somebody to tell deaf people the truth. So we were in Michigan. And there was a lady in the church. She was a real soul winner. Her name was Ledessa. I'm just going to sign Ledessa, okay? Ledessa. And Ledessa said, I want to go and witness to a deaf person. She was new at sign language. Ooh, you know, So I said, okay, so you go with Diane. Go to this house, a deaf lady. And so they went to an apartment building. And in the apartment building, they went up, and there was the door there. They got the right number, and they were going to knock on the door, and the door swung open. And here's this lady with her purse and over her shoulders, like, whoa! I mean, deaf people can't hear people coming. Sometimes they get afraid. And so, whoa, you know, and Ledessa said, oh, okay, I'm here talking to you. I can't talk now. I've got to go. It's like, but I need to talk to you. It's like, come back tonight. Yeah. It's like, okay. And Ledessa and Diane went back that night, and the door was already open. The rule for deaf, if the door's open, you can go on in. It's a strange rule, but that's deaf culture. At least it used to be. I don't know about now. I don't know. But at least it used to be. And so, yeah, they went in. I could tell you stories about that. And so they went in, and there's this lady sitting there, ready, on a chair, watching and waiting. Ledessa and Diane went in, and Ledessa, you know how you start the conversation about salvation, you know how you know, the nice way you talk to start. So Ledessa did that. Question for you. If you die today, where you go, heaven or hell, which? I mean, she didn't know a lot of signs, you know. So, and the deaf lady said, I don't know. She said, I'm going to tell you. She said, okay. And Ledessa had a set of picture cards, and she began to show her the picture cards. She began to explain the gospel in her simple sign language, explaining. This deaf lady was a pretty sharp lady. She watched and watched and watched. She said, do you want to accept Jesus Christ and be saved? She said, yes, I do. She prayed, received Jesus Christ as her Savior. Where are you going to go? I'm going to go to heaven. Wow, you know, and it was a great time. She never came to church. So the ladies went back. They got to the door, and, well, that doesn't help a lot for the deaf. You know, so then, so you bang on the door, so you just, like that, on the door, and nothing happened. So the door didn't work, so you try the floor, and the, you know, apartment buildings, and the whole thing shakes, you know, and you try here's the door, the wall over here, you bang on the wall, okay? That's the way you do deaf visitation. Hopefully not inside, it's like, hopefully not, okay? Oh, wrong door. No, that was the right door. The neighbor over here came out and said, can I help you, ladies? And she said, well, we're from the church. We just came by to visit this deaf lady. She said, oh, you didn't know. Didn't know what? She just passed away. This lady who knew sign language for just a short period of time witnessed to this lady who was deaf, and she got saved. We say, hearing people say, by the skin of your teeth. Deaf people say, by the hair of your head. Pluck a hair out, like that. And she was saved just that close. Wow. That's not the end of the story. We found out that in that city, Flint, Michigan, there was a lady who had been burdened about the deaf and had been praying for 5 years for somebody to come and start a deaf ministry in that town. While we were in that town, we probably saw more deaf people saved than ever before. Do you remember the number of how many people were saved? 38 deaf people saved in just 3 months. Wow. You see, there was a lady, Ledessa, who's signing, trying to explain the gospel, and God used her. But God used the prayers of this other lady, Sandy, who had been praying for the deaf. And because of that burden, this burden happened. Because of that burden, well, because of her burden, we ended up there. Because of that, her burden, that lady got a burden. And because of that lady's burden, that lady got saved. Somebody has to reach the deaf. Now, I'm not saying that the deaf ministry workers are lazy. No, they're working hard. It's a slow and hard ministry. But they need help. They need somebody to be praying for them. If you don't know other signs, go up sometimes and you meet Lupita or Gonzalo or I forgot sign, Lorna. I knew your sign, Lorna, okay? And so go up to them and say, pray for you. Go to the deaf ministry workers and say, I'm praying for you. They're going to say, learn signs. Somebody has to reach the deaf in this area. We're going to go home. I live in Georgia. Yeah. I live in Georgia. We're going to go to Georgia, and we're going to other places. And this summer, we're going to be in Mexico preaching to the deaf down there. And we'll be all over, but somebody here has to reach deaf people with the gospel. How then shall they, the deaf, if you're deaf here, deaf, raise your hand. Deaf, raise your hand. Okay? That's a lot of people. Okay, all the people that know sign language here, hearing deaf, all of you right in this area, raise your hand. Okay. How then shall they call, that's a sign for get attention, call on him in whom they and the people around here have not heard or believed? How shall they believe in him if they have never seen? And how shall they see or hear if nobody's willing to tell them? My friend, we're partners in ministry. Our burden is to help the deaf be saved. You know, the number one need we have in deaf ministry is for men. We can accept boys. Men. To learn sign language, to preach the gospel to the deaf. Amen. We need men to go to other countries to preach the gospel to deaf in other countries. We need men who can preach the gospel right here in this area. We need ladies too. It's easier to get ladies. Their hearts are touched often. Men, we're kind of like, sign language is for sissies. Excuse me? Somebody has to take the gospel to them. I'm going to show you a couple slides here. Next slide here is this. I think I told you this verse last year. But this is the Bible. Okay? It says in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to almost every creature. And that's in the Bible. Is that right? What are you saying yes for? That's wrong. I'm picking on you, okay? That's wrong. Okay, let's fix that. Here, help me out here, okay? There we go. That's in the Bible. Why would we exclude deaf people? I'll show you one last statement. I'll just show it to you. Whom shall we exclude from the gospel? Would you stand with me, please, quietly? Diane, would you come and interpret? Tonight I've shared with you a heart, a burden that we have. We're partnered together, and yes, you're doing a wonderful job here in this church, and many of you are just so busy you can't stand it. You're just doing so much for the Lord and these different ministries. But, you know, God does touch some people's hearts for deaf ministry. We have every head bowed and every eye closed, please, just for a moment. Let me ask you this. In a moment, we're going to sing a verse of invitation, but I want you to do this for me. God touches your heart for this ministry in whatever way. I want you to decide right now that when that first note is played for the invitation, that you will come forward and you will give your heart to God in this area. Maybe God has touched your heart to become one of these people in the deaf ministry. You need to come forward and pray and tell the Lord that, but you need to tell your pastor that. Let them know. Make it public. Get some commitment in this thing. Maybe you can't learn sign language. Maybe you've even already tried. But you'll say, you know what? I'm going to pray for this ministry. I'm going to take one of those cards. I'm going to do what I can to help spread the gospel among the deaf. I'm going to do what I can for Jesus Christ to help the deaf who nobody else cares about except the cults get saved. Father, thank you for this time tonight. Lord, Thank you for the privilege of serving you in this ministry all these years. Lord, there's some needs here. There's some needs in this area, and there's some needs for help. And there are deaf people all over this area. I have stories from this area. Oh, the deaf people who live right here dying and going to hell. It's hard ministry. Lord, we need a few good men. We need a few good ladies. We need some people to give themselves to this ministry. We need others to pray. And so we ask you, Lord, tonight, touch hearts. Work in our hearts. And Lord, may we see more and more and more deaf people saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's touched your heart tonight. Why don't you come and pour your heart out to the Lord. Don't play with this. God needs some people with serious hearts. Serious in the business of God. Would you pour your heart out to God tonight? Say, God, use me. God, use me. God, use some others. Maybe you need to give your son or daughter to the Lord to serve in whatever area, whether it be missions in some other country or in this deaf ministry or wherever. Well, you can't call them, but you can release them with your heart to God's will. Maybe God's calling you to some area of ministry. You've never made it public. Tonight's the night to make it public. I've talked about the deaf. This is our burden. This is our heart. But there are people all around this world that need Jesus Christ as their Savior. Maybe God's calling you to missions. Surrender to that tonight. Do His will. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never made it public. God's call upon your life. Why don't you do that tonight?